This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360, KPXQ. I have a special guest today. I got another Father Matters staff member who happens to be our male involvement support coordinator. His name is Miguel Garcia. He's going to give us some information about how to enroll, what's happening, what are the insights when people call, and going to let us know what's been happening at Father Matters. Miguel, welcome to the Father Matters Show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's been a long summer so far. What's been happening? What's going on? How's everything going down at Father Matters, my man?
Man, it's going pretty good. Our parenting classes are going really well. We're over like 20 members in our parenting class, and it's our seventh week. We're going to start today. And how I've been hearing, everybody's loving our class. And then our child support, it's going pretty well, too. We're getting those clients in to help them out no matter what they need in the child support.
Yeah, that's powerful. And then like what we were saying about the 20 people for our parenting classes, I love it because what we do is we keep it between 20 and 25 people because we don't want a crowd. It's not a conference. Yeah. We keep it intimate. And it's the Tuesday night classes. So what's going on in the Tuesday night parenting classes?
On Tuesday nights, what we do is we all sit down around for 2 hours from 6 to 8. We talk about what's going on with their lives, and then we get into some of the classes that we have, some of the resources. We did have a guest speaker like 3 weeks ago. Was from Phoenix Children's Hospital. She was giving out how to be safe around the house for the child and that. And then today we do have a guest speaker, and she's going to be a domestic violence, I think.
Yeah, so we're just keeping it busy, keeping it going. And you've been saying the last couple of weeks the phones have been ringing off the hook. What's going on? Heavy situations, yes. As we know.
Yes. The phone's been ringing. Some of it for child support, some of it for our legal law services that we have. Other ones asking about our parenting classes, our support groups, and even our father mentoring father class, our mother-to-mother workshop, even our job and training. A lot of people, it's summertime, and a lot of people are looking for work, so our job and training is going pretty good, too.
Yeah, and when they come to the job and training, what should they expect when they come to the job and training?
When they expect to come to job and training, what we do is we do mock interviews, we do budgeting, we sit down with them, we do some assessments with them, and we just talk to them how to get a job, how to talk right to the employer, not to talk differently, just the right way to tell them. Yes, we do have Bank of America does come and does the budgeting. We let them do for an hour or two. And the next step after that, after they're done, we do resumes on the side note. If they want to come in and finish the resume, and we can help them with the resume and find job leads for them, because I know sometimes it's hard to find a job out there. And we do have someone that calls every once a week to see if there's job openings for a lot of people.
Because we have the partnerships, yes, with the businesses. That's awesome. And our next job and training institute is coming up Wednesday, September the 2nd. And they can log on to fathermatters.org for more information about that. And what's powerful, Miguel, is when people are calling us back and saying things like, I actually got that job. You guys helped me with that resume, and all I needed to do was, you know, tweak that resume, and it helped me get that job, or they're getting the job. What are some of the reports that we're getting back?
There's some reports coming back saying, when I'm in the classes, I call them a week later, 2 weeks, saying, hey, how's it going? They'll be like, Miguel, it's going really well. Thank you for everything that you helped me with. I'm finding jobs, and I'm finding the field I want to be in. And the next thing, I'll tell them, you know what, I'll call you back in 2 weeks to see if you got the job. If you got the job, it's good. If not, we'll still work with you. We'll try to set up your resume a little bit more better than before.
Right. And then I love some of the reports we're getting from people that call, because the Job and Institute is open to women and men.
Yes.
So they're calling back and saying, you know, I had a job. You guys first helped me get a job. And then I'm now, you know, working on getting a better job.
Yes.
You know, and they're coming, man. They're coming broken. They're coming broken down. So the Job and Training Institute is one thing that we're doing. And then they're rolling right into our workshops, the mother-to-mother workshops, the father's workshops, the parenting workshops.
Yes.
What is some of the calls that you said that we're getting? So, because all summer we've been getting a lot of the child support.
Child support is We have DES that comes once a week on a Wednesday to our South Phoenix location. We set up an appointment with them to call a week before or a day before, and we'll call them back to set up to make sure that they're coming to the appointment. A lot of them are calling to do modifications or parenting time. And sometimes I try to sign them up. You know what? We got a parenting class, or we got father-to-father or mother-to-mother class. So I try to sign them up to those classes too, so they can feel more comfortable, so they won't be all stressing out. Some fathers be like, oh, I need someone to talk to, this and that. So I try to set them up for our father support group too. That one's every Thursday at 5:30 to 7.
Yeah.
So that I try to do that. And then there's two forms. If you're filing for custody, you can go through the courts or you can go through the DES. Sometimes they'd be like, well, which one's better? I was like, well, which one do you want to do? Because if you go through child support, you can do a lot. And if you go to the courts, you're just dealing with the courts. You're not dealing with no caseworker, no nothing. You're doing it by yourself.
Also, what I love is, like, we got coming up September 16th, the mother-to-mother.
Yes.
You know, we do only about 4 or 5 of those a year. And those things always pack out women of all ages and races. Share a little bit about the mother-to-mother workshops.
Mother-to-mother workshop, what's going on is we sit down. It's from 9 to 4. Jessica runs it. And there's pretty much like a little support group between them. Anything that happens in that room, says or anything, stays in that room. Because you're opening up to another stranger to see what other support you can get from another mother. And then I enrolled 2 people already. It's not even September yet.
Yeah.
They're already calling up saying, hey, when's the mother-to-mother class? And I tell them that. Or they'd be like, hey, I saw it on the website. Can I enroll? I'm like, yes, you can.
So they can also enroll and check out all of our upcoming workshops and events at fathermatters.org. So the next mother-to-mother is September the 16th, and it is free.
Yes.
And what's powerful is, and I love, like you say, how they may come in for one service, and we're plugging them into other services. Yes. Also, touch a little bit about our access enrollment. You've been enrolling people left and right all summer.
The access and SNAP, what we do is you call in if you don't want to wait in the DS office. You just call us in and be, hey, can I set up an appointment? I'm like, sure, you can. Well, I'll set them up an appointment, and I'll sit down with them and go step by step how to enroll into Access and SNAP. If they need cash assistance, we'll enroll them in cash assistance too. It takes at least 30 minutes to an hour to enroll, and then we'll give you your number, and then within 24 hours, you have to call DES to do your interview online on the phone. So you don't have to go down to the DES office to wait 5 to 6 hours just to talk to one person. With us, we'll just get you in, get you out, and in 24 hours you call in just to do your interview. Then they'll tell you if you're approved or not. And if you are approved, you just go down to the DS office. You'll get a number, but you'll get in there within 25 to 30 minutes, in and out, get your access cards or your food stamp card. In and out. That's the only thing we do.
And what I love is something else that we're doing. You know, we partnered up with South Phoenix Healthy Start. We're now going to be doing the home visits. You have been working with the case managers and outreach liaisons for South Phoenix Healthy Start. You've been going to meetings. How powerful has that merger been with Father Matters and Healthy Start doing the home visits?
Oh, it's been going so good. The program is if you have a 0 to 17-month-old baby and the mom is involved and the dad's involved. So the thing is, with South Phoenix Healthy Start, they deal with the mom. I deal with the dads. So if they need any help, support, or anything, any help with assisting of classes or just to talk to someone, I'm there for them. I go to their houses. I visit them. Hey, you know what? How you doing? How's the baby doing? We're just there for the mom and dad to support, but we're mostly there for the baby to be from 0 to 2 years old to see if they're healthy, just to make them healthy so they can live in a good life.
And how powerful is it, Miguel, when you go through these home visits? And sometimes I love it because your home visits, we might call them home visits, but you are inviting the guys to our office, or you're taking them to a McDonald's or something because they say the privacy, they really want to talk. Let's unpack that a little bit. It is some heavy stuff on some of these guys' hearts. What are you hearing?
It's just some of it. It's just like I call them. Hey, they're like, oh, thank you, Miguel, for calling me. And I'm like, what do you need, man? I'm here for you. They're like, well, I can't talk in front of my wife. I can't talk in front of my girlfriend. I can't talk in front of their family. Can we meet up somewhere? I'm like, sure. Where you want to meet up? How about we go to McDonald's? How about we go to Starbucks, get a coffee, and just talk? I'm like, sure. He's like, or they'd be like, oh, well, I can't this week. Or I can't meet you somewhere, but can I meet you at your office? I'm like, yeah, we can go to the third room. We can talk guy to guy. Anything you need to tell me, go ahead, man. I'm open arms. I'm here. I'm open ears. I'm here to anything to help you out. There's some guys that be like, just break out crying. Like, oh, man, I'm just stressing out because my job and the baby sometimes doesn't let me sleep at night. Just cries and is hungry and the mom is just tired the whole time. I'm like, hey, man, sometimes you got to take that off the mom so she can rest. And then I understand you work, but come on, man. You can't leave this for the mom just to change the diapers or do the bottles. You can do the same thing. Play with your baby. Be right there. Watch TV with the baby. Hold it. Just hold them. And they're like, oh, all right. Yeah, yeah. And they call me a week later. Hey, man, how that happened? The baby's not crying that much at night no more because you're playing with the baby. And you get the baby tired more if you play with them. Because if you just let them right there and they sleep the whole time, they're going to wake up in the middle of the night trying to play. So what you do is during the day when you get home from work or anything, just take some relief off and tell the baby, hold the baby or play with them, throw a ball with them, or just hold them. And that's what they want. They want comfort. They don't want just, oh, that's my dad? No. I'll tell them, you know what, man, give comfort to the baby, love your baby, and just hold them.
And what's been awesome is the reports we've been getting back, because for a while when Healthy Selfiness, Healthy Start, were helping the moms, the guys were feeling closed out. They was feeling shut out. They was feeling not included. And now they get a call from you out the blue. They don't know, you know, some of them are afraid. They're like, why are you calling? Am I in trouble? And then how do you just bring all that down?
It's just like sometimes, like, I give South Phoenix Healthy Start referrals to women because I'm talking to the dad. Or they give me referrals back. But then I asked the caseworkers. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, oh, I got the dad. I'm like, okay. I call him. And they're like, who are you? Are you calling for my wife? I'm like, no, man, I'm calling for you. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, my name is Miguel Garcia. I'm the male involvement coordinator for Father Matters. We're partnership with South Phoenix Healthy Start, so I'm here to help you out, man. Anything you need, I'm open arms. I know you're not ready yet. Just when you're ready, give me a call.
And it's so important with partnerships, and that's what I love. The fact, you know, we have different partnerships, but I love that with South Phoenix Healthy Start, enough agencies are not partnering, and we've got to do that. Now, but when we get back, I want to get deep and unpack this support group for dads, right? Okay? And you're listening to The Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Miguel Garcia, Male Involvement Coordinator with Father Matters. We'll be back after these messages. Hey, men. Father Matters is introducing a new kind of support group that focuses on the challenges of fatherhood. Thursday nights, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is our time to discuss any issues or concerns we have about parenting children of all ages. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org. Each session will focus on a specific aspect of parenting, and the groups are structured in a way that lets everyone share. For more information about this father support group, visit fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org. Anybody wanna fall in love tonight? Hey, Father Matters Show family, will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you. And we're back with Miguel Garcia, Male Involvement Coordinator with Father Matters. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also, catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Now, Miguel, I know we're kind of moving pretty fast and skipping around all the different services we provide, but this summer, man, we started the support group for dads, the support group for men, because men were calling and their hearts was heavy. Yes. And you said, Vance, let's just get this going. We talked with Jessica. We put it together. Yes. And man, since June, last month, July, it has been just taking off. Share a little bit about our Thursday night support group for men, man.
So every Thursday night, we got a father support group. It goes from 5:30 to 7 o'clock at night. what we talk about is sometimes they come out of work and they're sometimes tired. And what I do is I'll be like, hey, how you guys doing today? We got refreshments if you're thirsty or not. We got some refreshments there for you. After they get the refreshments and that, we just talk. We're like, hey, man, how was your day at work? They tell me how their day was at work. Or if they're at home, hey, man, how did your weekend go? Or how's your weekend go? What are you going to do this weekend? We get into, like, personal feelings. And after that, we get into a book. We get into the Vance book that he has out there, the Man
yeah,
Talk book.
Yeah.
We read about it, and there's some worksheets in there. So what I did is I got the same worksheets. I typed them up, printed them out. Towards the end of the night, that's what we do. We read. We just go through the worksheets. And some of the guys would be like, man, that is true. I can't believe this. It's going really well. I'm reading the book, and it's helping me out a lot. And sometimes I tell them, like, oh, man. And sometimes they'd be like, why are we reading this? I'm like, we're trying to get in touch with you, man. He's like, or they come in mad sometimes. Oh, listen, this and that. I got in a fight with my wife or my girlfriend. I'm like, hey, man, come and talk to me. Talk to the support group we have right here. Talk to this guy. And another guy would be like, oh, I know how it feels. Man, don't worry about it. Just be by her side, man. Just let her talk. In the end, hear her out. Just be like, okay, babe, I understand. Okay, I understand. And then in the end, she's going to be like, whoa, he really listened to me this time. Because the support group. And in the end, they'll come back. Oh, that support group did help me with that.
And what I love about it, man, is like some of these guys, do you realize they don't even have a friend with them. And you know how I always say this at the workshops and I'm speaking at conferences, the average man has less than three friends in a lifetime.
Yes.
And I always say, you know, not your beer buddy friends. I'm talking about somebody that can do life with you. There are men and what I love, man, is all races, is all ages, and, you know, and you're bilingual. So yes. Sometimes we get a Spanish dad yes. drop in and you're translating and he's feeling like a part of the group. And that's what we want. But for these guys, man, you see them and you were sharing with me that they're exchanging text messages. They're exchanging emails yes. and phone numbers.
Oh, yes. We give them the chance after the third father support group we have. We tell them, hey, you know what? If you can't reach me, reach one of the other guys. If you want to give out your number, go ahead. If you want to give out your email so you guys can talk to each other.
Yeah.
You guys right here, it's a support group. Plus, you guys can become friends
right.
in the end after this group is done. Or if you still want to come after everything, you guys be good friends. You guys will know what you guys been through.
And then, like, you hear a couple of guys that would be like, oh, you guys talked since last Thursday? Yeah, man, we went to lunch. Yes. Or, yeah, man, I didn't realize that he liked golf. And that's what it's about. We build that community. And then next thing you know, they're plugging into some of the other services that we're doing and programs. And then another thing that we just got going over the summer,
yes.
man, the Daddy's Boot Camp.
Yes.
That's the boot camp for new dads. And you could be a new dad or you can be an expecting dad. And I love it, man, because, you know, now we got guys calling and saying, hey, bro, I got a 17-year-old daughter, but I also have a 4-month-old son, and I haven't done this for a long time. Unpack a little bit about the boot camp
right.
for new dads, man.
For the Daddy Boot Camp, it's every
third Saturday
of every month.
Yes.
So what it's about is we go through step-by-step how to be a dad. If you're a new dad or you're just trying to get more stuff into it, more like knowledge of what you got to do, because like what Van said, he has a 17-year-old daughter but now has a 4-month-old baby.
Yeah.
So he's like, whoa. Even technology changed, so anything how to take care of a baby, it changed too.
Right.
So one of the things we do, we teach them how to change diapers. We teach them how to take them showers, how to hold them skin to skin, take off your shirt so they can feel your warmth of your body. The other thing is that we're teaching them is breastfeeding. So what breastfeeding is, the guys will be like, whoa, 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 breastfeeding? We can't breastfeed them.
Right.
No. Breastfeeding, how we're going to tell you is that how you breastfeed a baby is you grab the mom's milk, you put it in a refrigerator in a plastic bag, mm-hmm. and when the baby's hungry, you take it out of there, you take it out of the refrigerator, and you warm it up for them. Don't put it in a plastic bottle. Put
That's
it in
right.
a glass bottle.
You know, yes. And then if you're not going to use it for a while, you put it in the freezer, because there's a lot of people like, oh, breastfeeding is important. But we say, you know, what if the wife or the girlfriend is at lunch with some friends?
Yes.
She's got to stop what she's doing in the middle of the day to come all the way
yes.
home? No, she no. don't. You know, we talked to them about that. And what I really love is the guest speakers. We got doctors, pediatricians that have come in, doulas that have come in, and it's powerful. So that's free as well.
Yes.
You know, and you remember that one call we got from that one guy? He was like, man, I just want to come in because now my daughter's about to be a mom, and she's, what did he say, like 27, 28?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I want to make sure I'm doing. So we even got grandfathers that are coming in, man, and registering and calling because they just want to make sure they're going to be doing everything right.
Yes.
It just
and we get into touch too, like what Van said. He was like what happened? The wife is out on a date with her girlfriends or going out for dinner or that, just hanging out with
or
them.
Or going back to work.
And the thing is that sometimes the dad would be like, oh, man, I got to feed the baby. He'll call off the wife and be like, hey, stop what you're doing. Come back home to feed the baby.
Or change the diaper.
Or change the diaper. Or take the baby a shower or something because it won't stop crying. So what we're trying to teach them is step by step not to rely on the mom so they can take charge of it too. So they don't have to be relying on the mom, be like, hey. Or when the mom comes back from work or comes back from their lunch or their dinner with their friends and they see the baby nice and clean, fed, diaper changed and everything.
Taking a nap already.
And so they won't be like, so the mom will be like, whoa, he took charge. He knows how to take care of a baby. Yeah. Not like coming then in the end or the mom will be in the end and be like, oh, that's what you called me for so I can feed the baby? No, we want to teach them how to feed a baby, how to change a diaper, how to put them in a nap, how to take them a shower, just to be the right dad for them.
And do life with them.
Yes.
You know, so in a nutshell, what we're trying to do, and Miguel, thank you for coming out here and doing the show. I know you was like, oh, man, I got so much going on. But I wanted the audience to hear from you as well because we are doing a lot and we're offering a lot.
Yeah.
And men, I always say, it's not that men don't care. They just don't know where to start.
Exactly.
And we need that chance. Give me that chance to mess up. Exactly. Give me that chance to say I can do it or I can't do it.
Exactly. I had a guy call. He was 16 years old, really going to be a dad. He's like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, all right, man. What's going on? She's pregnant right now. She's 7 months pregnant. Okay. You got 2 more months until she's gonna give birth. So what you can do is, come take our class at Daddy Boot Camp class so you can get prepared. Well, what do I do inside when I'm in the delivery room? Support her, man. Just support her. That's what you want to be a good father. You want to be a good father to your child? Give all the support you can to the mom first.
And what I love about that, we can't say names. We just say his name is Ralph. But also, when Ralph did give you that call, you had him come in. We found out that he's working at a fast food restaurant.
Yes.
You're helping him with a resume. You're helping him to take some night classes.
Yes.
So by the time he turns 18, he have a little AA or some type of little degree going. And the thing is, you hooked him up with a mentor.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like we're doing life with them. So he can't back out. He can't punk out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's just like, he's like, well, I'm 16. I'm like, hey, man, nowadays there's 15-year-old parents. And the thing is, man, you're going to have your friends, and your friends will be like, oh, man, forget that. You know what? Let's go out. She's pregnant. You can still go out. No. Be like, hey, you know what? I gotta take care of my girl. She's pregnant. I don't want to go out. I wanna support her. I want to be there for her. If I'm out, something happens. What happens? She has a contraction or something like, or she falls or something. I want to be there to help her out. And when the delivery comes, sometimes the dads would be like, oh man, it was crazy, but in the end, it's something that's really nice.
What I love, though, man, is when, again, we can't say names, when that one dad came to the boot camp and he said, my wife, this is our first baby. My wife don't know that I'm here. I want to surprise her. But he said, that's when he said he had grew up without his dad.
Yeah.
He was hoping to get connected with other men and hear how to do this.
Yes.
So he won't repeat
what his dad
was doing, man.
Because he's like, I love my girl.
Yeah.
My dad wasn't there. He didn't teach me anything, so I'm learning by myself.
Yeah.
But I see the older guys, and I really like this because they're teaching me more stuff. Be like, this is what you got to do. Don't wimp out. Don't get scared and run off. Be there for your wife and for your child.
And he was happy, man. He got his certificate.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from him yet. He'll let us know. And he's coming to the October Father Matters Workshop for men. He's getting plugged in. And that's what it's all about, that sense of community.
Yes.
So in a nutshell, well, first of all, again, Miguel, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me.
How can people get in touch with you if they want to hear more?
Okay. So what you can do is you can email me at Miguel@fathermatters.org, or you can call our South Phoenix location. I don't have my number with me right now.
602-774-3298 or our website.
At fathermatters.org.
My man. And thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you and God bless.